Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. It's a new day and a new week, and we're going to continue a new book. It's 1 Thessalonians, written by the Apostle Paul. And so let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 10 together. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Amen. Amen. So first, I'd like to share a little bit of background on 1 Thessalonians. This book, along with its pairing of 2 Thessalonians, is most likely the earliest letter that Paul had written. It takes place after their second missionary journey when he visited Thessalonica. And they were only there for about 3 weeks or so to tell people about Jesus. They shared the gospel with a large Jewish and Greek population, and a church was quickly built up. But with that, the Church of Thessalonica was accused of denying Caesar because they said that there is another king and his name is Jesus. All of a sudden, they face such harsh persecution, so much so that it pushes Paul and Silvanus to flee the city. And they were so heartbroken because they loved the people of Thessalonica so much. And this letter that we just began reading today is Paul's attempt to connect with the Christians and to encourage them. And this is when we get, when Paul gets a report from Timothy that the church was flourishing despite their immense persecution. Today's passage is the beginning where we see Paul's greeting, and it starts off with so much thanksgiving, but I really want to take a look at what Paul is thankful for. As he thinks about the Thessalonians, he's thankful for their work of faith, their labor of love, and their steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I've read this passage many times, but one thing that really stuck out to me was just the activeness, the proactiveness of the Thessalonians' faith. It wasn't just a passive faith, but it was a work of faith. It wasn't just a word of love, but it was a labor of love. It wasn't just the mention of hope, but it was the steadfastness of hope in the midst of affliction and suffering and persecution. In the midst of all that is going on, they received the word that Paul and his partners in the gospel presented to them. They received it with joy in the Holy Spirit. And not only that, they became imitators. Imitators in Macedonia and in Achaia and beyond. Their faith was made known. People had come to know who the Lord Jesus Christ is because of their active faith, hope, and love in the Lord Jesus Christ. As I think about what Paul is thankful for the Thessalonians, it challenges me to consider the kind of faith, love, and hope that I have. And perhaps that's something that you can wrestle with yourself as well. How is your faith? Is there an active work in your faith? How is your love? Is there an active labor to your love? How is your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ? Is it steadfast, even in the midst of affliction and persecution? Even in the midst of hardship and suffering, are you continuing to put your faith and your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ? One way that we see the Thessalonians being active in this is by turning away from idols. In verse 9, Paul says that he received a report concerning them, how they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. He heard about the Thessalonians' steadfastness in worshiping the Lord, turning away from other idols and worshiping these things, but now saying, Lord, I worship you, I live for you, and that honors the Lord. And I believe that when we do these things, when we are active in our faith, love, and hope to the Lord, the one true God, that is how we can be imitators of Jesus Christ. That's how we can be imitators of the Apostle Paul, the Thessalonians, but more importantly, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so let's continue to consider the ways that we can be active in this, being active in our faith, love, and hope. And let's pray that we would be imitators of Christ, bearers of the kingdom of God, proclaiming the good news of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just this first chapter in this letter. And we're so challenged to just know what the Thessalonians were like, our brothers and sisters who remained faithful to you, God, who were active in their faith, active in their love, active in their hope, even in the midst of tough circumstances. And I pray, Lord, that you would fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Fill us, Lord, with your power and with full conviction, so that we might be able to receive your word, even in much affliction, with the joy of the Holy Spirit. We want to be imitators like these Thessalonian brothers and sisters. Help us to do this in our day. And I pray that the name of Jesus would be proclaimed more and more, not just in Boston, but all across the U.S. and all over the nations. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily devotional. And yeah, let's just continue to reflect on how we can be active in these ways. Have a great day.